So I'm with Fire Chief Tim Lemon from Chelan Fire and Rescue, and we just wanted to get an update on the good news of the 100% containment of the 25 Mile Creek part.
Correct. They got containment last night around dusk. A lot of resources came in from local agencies and neighboring agencies, as well as some resources borrowed from the Chelan Hills or BB Bridge fire over in Arondo, Douglas County area. With their assets and the ground assets that were put on the fire, we were able to get it completely contained. It is not completely out. They're still in mop-up operations today, and we'll be going back out there to take another closer look at it. DNR has taken over control of the fire, and we're in a support role during the mop-up operations. A lot of heavy fuels out there, snags that are up that are going to have to come down, and spot fires to be put out yet. Initial indications are that two garage structures were lost, and there was damage to a number of homes, but no homes were lost at this point. We'll be going out and affirming that this morning.
Excellent news. It was nice to see all of your vehicles in the garages where they belong this morning when I came in. And also good news, we appreciate the efforts of the Red Cross, but not one person had to evacuate to the Red Cross Center at the high school.
That's good news. I hadn't heard that yet, so we're pleased with that. Yeah, we've got all our folks home and rested up as a strike teams through the state MOB. We're able to come in and take up the positions at night and watch the fire, and we'll send some resources back out this morning to help, but we're staffed up strong. During the midst of the fire, we had the station staffed and handled an additional three calls, working with Chelan EMS as well. So it was a busy evening, busy afternoon.
Any really good advice for people? We're coming into a couple of triple digit days, and so obviously this fire is contained, but the fire danger remains extremely high.
And that's true, and we had lightning strikes over the evening, so there's a number of spot fires out in the forest areas that are difficult to access at best. But for everybody out there, to be extremely cautious about using any type of device that could actually start a fire, which means driving a vehicle and parking it over grass, even near catalytic converters, could start a fire. People that are used to going off-road with four-wheel drive or ATVs or motorcycles, don't do that right now. Stay on the roads and don't be driving out through the grasslands and off the appropriate roads out there. There is a complete ban on open flames right now, so the only thing that can be used is pressurized gas fires, and anything that throws a spark, ember, leaves an ash is not to be allowed at this point in time. So no open flame fires anywhere in Chelan County.
And as always, if you spot something, call 911 and do not assume somebody else has already called it in.
Absolutely. You know, if it looks like something's going on out there, call us early if we can get out there and manage it while it's small and manageable. We don't mind doing that. We'd rather do that. So if you have any concerns, let us know. We'll get out there, take a look at it, and take care of it.
Excellent. Thank you, Chief, and thank all of your firefighters and crew. We appreciate your help.
You bet. Thank you.